Item two, which is the review and discussion of the draft proposal for restructuring, planning, and inspections.
Second.
Been a motion made and seconded to adopt the agenda with an amendment to remove item two. Is there discussion? Councilwoman Art, you made the motion. You're recognized.
Just want to take a moment to give my rationale for taking it off the agenda. I think that would be helpful. We as a council and a city have adopted transformational leadership as our guiding principle. Suggesting a major change in reporting without notice or need or rationale creates angst among the employees and reduces trust in us. There's not been adequate consultation with the city manager, the planning and inspections director, or their staff to gather input. Many of us on the committee were likewise unaware. There's been no indication of a need or desire for restructuring, and there's virtually no information in the meeting packet. And a final point, which seems minor in comparison to that concern, but we just finalized a comprehensive wage study, and that wage study was based on job classifications and duties, and discussions of major changes before those new wage rates have even been implemented makes no sense to me. So for those reasons, I would like to have it removed.
Thank you.
I yield.
Councilman Rocha?
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Councilwoman Arndt that we just got this information, and you know, I think we need to take time to, you know, address it at another date with the information that we have and more information in the packet as well. So that's my view on it right now. So I yield.
Thank you, Council President Sudler. Then
I would yield Councilman to Council. Neal. I'll yield to Councilman Hare.
Councilman Hare.
I don't have a problem if we're going to move this to another day or something. I think it's something that might merit whatever, but I think, in my opinion, that it might be something we want to initially discuss in executive session. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Council President Southern, and then Councilman Neal.
Are you the Councilman Neal?
Councilman Neal.
I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I concur with my colleague from the 3rd District on her view, but also the fact is there is nothing in here that indicates what the cost would be. And given the fact that we are short one member, and in May we will now be a full council, that I think that is helpful. And then I think I would want to know what the money cost is, particularly because you have a wage study that has been made. It looks as appears that you're going to add additional department head to it, and that would throw off what the budget is. So as while we're doing this, I think we should do it as logically as we possibly can. I yield.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Anderson. For those who were on council, I do believe in 2016, 17, 18, we were faced with a crisis that we did not have someone at that time to fill that seat. And it was only supposed to be temporary that we had one department head for two departments. This is something that did not just come up. We have been discussing this, Councilman Anderson and I, we discussed this, as well as Councilman Hare, the need to go back and look at this. I don't have a problem with gaining additional information, but I do believe that, you know, individuals who have, such as the fire chief, fire marshal chief, who also provided information with the need and the rationale a year ago, and we just didn't get opportunity to get to it due to all of everything that we've been going through throughout these years. So this is a discussion that most likely will take place. I don't have a problem with it not taking place tonight. I'm okay with that. But it is something that council in the past said that we would revisit. It was only supposed to be temporary. It was not supposed to be permanent. And so you know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. So I just want to say that we do need to have the discussion, because that's what we said we were going to do when we first initially merged them together. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Of the motion to adopt the agenda, removing item 2. Any opposed? Motion's adopted. Item 1 on the agenda, American Rescue Plan, proposed recommendations for housing community service projects. Hi, how are you doing, Manager Harvey? Does anyone have any questions? Mr. Content.
I just have a question more so about process, and I apologize. I think you've covered this at some point over the last 2 years. There's a committee that meets that decides who the funds are going to go to, correct?
Yes.
And what are the criteria for meeting eligibility from the city's standpoint? Not so much for receiving ARPA funds as the federal government criteria, but what does the city require of the applicants?
I can give you a few of those examples right now. You have to be a 501c3. You would have to be established as a nonprofit for at least 1 year. You would need to provide your tax returns, and you would have to have an eligible project.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Bogarty, you recognize.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to add to that and first commend you for doing a stellar job keeping us together. There are other things as well. There are the resumes of the individuals who operates the 501s. There's also a scoring rubric that we utilize that independently we all were able to score. You had to reach a certain threshold, and we were pretty tight on scoring. We didn't give a lot away at all. Additionally, we also took the reputation of what we know about organizations who are actually doing the work in our city, and those are things that we considered as well. I yield. Thank you.
Thank you. Would that answer your question?
It does.
All right. Thank you very much for asking. Councilman Hare, you're recognized.
Yes, I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
It's been moved.
Second by Sutler.
To accept the staff committee recommendation as is in the packet. Any discussion? There's no discussion. It is spending money. Madam Clerk, don't hate me, but it's spending money, $500,000, so we should do a roll call when you're ready. I should have pre-warned you about that.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Mr. Bogarty.
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Dr. Pillsbury.
Yes.
Mr. Content.
Yes.
Mr. Shavak. He's absent, right? Ms. Arndt.
Yes.
Mr. Rocha.
Yes.
Mr. Hare.
Yes.
Council President Sudler.
Yes.
Motion adopted unanimously. And now, the term of the committee ends, and the money has been spent. I'd like to get a motion to discharge the subcommittee.
Subcommittee for the ARPA fund recommendations.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion adopted. And we will give proper thanks to the members of the subcommittee. And we want to thank you, Ms. Harvey, for all the work that you are doing and will continue to do. And we want to thank Director Gray for her participation in bringing expertise, particularly with housing and other issues as well. Thank you all. All right. I am ready for adjournment, but is there any other business? There is no other business?
Excuse me, Mr. Andrew. Yes. There was another proposal on the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please. The recommendation of the committee included that proposal,
which included the
$10,000 for grant administration through 2026, just so everybody's aware. That doesn't change anybody's vote, right? No. Okay, that was part of it.
Thank you.
Of the recommendation. Okay. Thank you. We won't cheat you. Meeting stands adjourned. Let's go get dinner, folks.
Thank you, Chairman Anderson. Is there any further business of the Council Committee of the Whole? Any further business of the Council Committee of the Whole? Hearing or seeing none, we are adjourned.